Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this week with my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And your host, Joe. I did the inflection like I had another person to introduce, but I just went with it. Yep. Yep. We're on the third
issue. So we got both your personalities today.
Look. We're on the third issue of this Legends story arc. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last two episodes. And so what I wanted to touch on that I didn't touch on in the first two episodes, because there are already a lot to shove in there. This had a bunch of tie-ins about like, I think like 16 tie-ins running through the issues that were coming out at the time.
Like from the specific like characters there.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So like at the end of the last one, we saw Professor Ivo basically say something menacing about Cosmic Boy as he was flying out. I think he shows up in the Cosmic Boy issues that are tied into this.
Gotcha.
I'm not 100% sure because I didn't... The only tie-ins I even skimmed through were the two Batman tie-ins, which were
naturally,
technically yes, lead up to the first issue, and then the Superman tie-ins, which take place, I think, after issue 4. The lead-up is... The tie-ins was just G. Gunn Godfrey talking.
Gotcha, he's making more of a problem for everybody.
Which
we get enough of in here.
Exactly. Though. The only... Also, the only other problem that in the detective issue, it was this big fat guy as was there was Gordon Godfrey, versus the skinny redhead.
Well,
swishy thing.
It turns out that the fat guy didn't do as well in the polls.
I mean, yeah. So
it says here they'd listen more to you if you were, you know,
attractive. It's weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
So. But I know, like, Justice League had some tie-ins. No, Flash wasn't there yet. There was a couple other ones that...
There were a lot of tie-ins.
That that was mundane compared to the tie-ins nowadays. But it's one of those things where I didn't go check in the tie-ins because I didn't know how important they were to the story. The only exception being the Superman one, because later on he's talking to the president and he's like, I think Darkseid's involved, because he pulled me to Apocalypse earlier today.
Yeah.
So that's some of those like confusing things of like, well, how do we know what happened? Also, like the Justice League was maybe a major tie-in because they're there in the first issue, but by the end of the tie-ins, they get disbanded because by the end of the series, hey, we're getting a new Justice League.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for a 30-year-old, 25-year-old book.
No, it's 30. 30. 32.
Jesus.
33,
34. Yep. So almost 35-year-old book.
Almost as old as us.
All right, so...
My favorite thing opening up this issue right here is they're standing at Teen Titan Tower, and they're saying, Titans, go home.
I mean, they are home.
Yeah, this is their house on their own private island.
Yes.
Like, you guys came here to start beef. I'd have been
weird.
Like, yeah.
Weird how that happens.
Send out the dogs. And then
weird.
You know, Changeling comes out there. Yeah. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Get Beast Boy from Teen Titans Go.
Ew. Thanks for making me cringe.
No problem. That's a good show.
Teen Titans Go.
It's a funny show.
No, it's just trash.
Anyway.
That's what happens when you don't try hard to make a show.
Anyway. One thing I didn't like about this issue was the main story up top and then the story underneath.
Yeah, okay, so that threw me the fuck off.
Well, especially like, when you're reading it. And
yeah, because I kept reading like, you know, like you normally would normally like this. And it's like, why do these two connect? And then, yeah.
Because I read it all like, okay, I think it all does connect. But by the very end, it one final page, up. Sure. But no, the bottom half, I could have read that after. I'm fine. And it's just, the bottom half is on Apocalypse, Darkseid basically gloating to Phantom Stranger about what's going on.
And everything's falling into place. Everything's doing exactly how I planned.
We also get Desaad retelling literally everything that happened in the last two issues. Yeah. So we're not going to cover all that again because fuck all that. But this issue is the introduction of the Suicide Squad. And so I'm going to run through a lot of that quick. We also get the Flash and Changeling at Titan's Tower basically being told...
Who the hell is Sarge Steel?
Commander Steel... I don't know. I want to say it's Steel from the Justice League. But I'm not 100% sure about that.
Okay, see that... Okay, because I was curious because, like, why do they have so many people named Steel in this?
Again,
because there are no other medals to name people after. Iron Man was already taken.
Also, I don't think the Metal Man have come about. I think they've come about in the universe, but not in the new one yet.
They call me Aluminum Man. Crunch. Yeah.
they're being told, hey, presidential order, you got to stay put. And Flash and Changeling are like, yeah, fuck off. We're going to go do our thing. You can choose if you want, but look, we're going to help people because that's what we do. And of course, Steel's like, yeah, they kind of called my bluff there. So not going to be fun trying to explain that one. But we do get Suicide Squad, so it is.
Why does Captain Boomerang look like a flight attendant?
I don't know.
But that is the vibe that you get from that, right?
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a flight attendant.
The hat and the suit.
And the scarf and, yeah.
Yeah. Captain Boomerang...
is trash. But anyways.
Again, my introduction to him... He was a older, fatter, like, weathered villain who was out of his prime. And when he did come around, he got killed off. And it's a whole identity crisis. We'll get there at some point in time. And that was my first... I mean, I know he's a character that's been around for some time. But, like, my first big story was that. And for anybody who knows, you know. So then we got Captain Boomerang, we got Enchantress, June Moon.
Which I do have to throw out that I like the new costume better. The one from the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I wonder why. And we have Blockbuster, who is this big hulking person. This is actually the first Blockbuster, and the one I know of best is the brother, who's also Blockbuster, from the Nightwing comics. It's Nightwing's protagonist the entire time, and I
did
like that one better.
Did they quit putting him in comics around, like, the mid-2000s?
No, because he came back. I saw what you were doing there.
Anywho.
Saw what you were doing there. But those three, and then we got Rick Flagg leading, we got Bronze Tiger, and we've got Deadshot. And so Amanda Waller, who is the big boss, slaps a wrist bomb on top of Boomerang, and we see one on Deadshot as well as Blockbuster and Enchantress.
There's just
on those two. Yeah, so Blockbuster and Enchantress and Bronze Tiger are there because they have different reasons for joining.
Yes.
And they are set out to go get Brimstone, who is on top of the Mount Rushmore.
Let him destroy it.
Yes, but that's not the point.
makes me think of Incredible, or Invincible, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, he's valid.
You're not wrong. We do get, we get the Suicide Squad, or Task Force X, fighting.
Task Force 10. Let's call fighting. TFT.
Anyway.
Call him TFT.
No, not call him TFT.
Come on, call him TFT.
No.
It's so close to TNT, but it's not.
While they're fighting Brimstone, we get a little inlay of Bruce talking to Jason, who is at this private hospital.
Wait, you forgot about Billy and the girl.
Oh, yeah, that actually is important.
It is.
So, thank you for bringing that up. Billy is sulking because he killed a guy. I killed a man. Wait, what's that from?
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, it is. No, wait. Yeah, it's from Die Hard. I killed a kid.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, Carl Winslow. Yeah.
I mean, it was just the way he said it. Like, yes, he is remorseful, but it's like, I killed a kid. Like, okay. Maybe say it a little bit less enthusiastic, but whatever. So Billy is having trouble because he's never going to be Captain Marvel again, obviously.
And he meets Lisa.
Meets this girl named Lisa. She got separated from her parents, and she's like, I'm a little scared. And Billy's like, hey, Lisa, I'm Billy. I'm scared too. That's important. Become important later.
Then of course it goes back to
fighting. We get then we get Bruce talking to Jason at this private hospital, because if it wasn't a private hospital, I'm pretty sure they'd figure out who Jason was and who Bruce was.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, look, I gotta get out there. I gotta go save people. We then go back to the Suicide Squad fighting Brimstone, and Brimstone just picks up Blockbuster and kills him.
Melts him.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We also see Deadshot. He's got this one-shot gun that's supposed to pierce his hide and kill him.
Yeah.
As he's looking on, he sees this device on Brimstone. And he's like, well, that's weird. Okay, whatever. I'll still take a shot. But it's just the fact that he notes that there's something on him.
Yeah.
And so he takes a shot, and Brimstone's like, no, why would you forsaken me? Basically yelling at for Darkseid to help him. And then we get Enchantress, who goes full crazy.
She looks a lot hotter with the hat on. I will throw that out there. I changed my mind. I like this costume better when she's got the hat on.
It completes the ensemble.
It does. Because without the hat, she looks like she's supposed to be like...
A hippie?
I was actually thinking Liu Kang from...
Okay, fair enough. But Enchantress is taking over. But then Bronze Tiger's like, all right, well, nap time. Nerf pinch.
Vulcan Death Grip.
What's the... in Spaceballs, where he's like, I'm trying to do the Vulcan neck pinch.
And he's like, you gotta go a little higher.
Yeah, that's the point. God, I love that show. But yeah, so, hey, look, the Suicide Squad did it. They stopped. We get Reagan talking to Superman again, and again Superman saying, look, I don't agree, but you made the decision. I'm going to stick by your decision. I will follow your rule, because you're the President of the United States. I got to.
By the way, fuck you, Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Anywho.
He's long dead. It's fine. So we get back to Billy and Lisa, and Lisa invited them, the parents as well, invited them to the house, and the dad's like, hey, so, can we call your folks?
His dad, Tom Selleck?
No, Tom Selleck's not a dick.
No, but look at the mustache. The mustache,
yes.
and the hair, and the eyes.
Okay. Probably was supposed and to be Tom chin. Selleck. Yeah, so dad's like, hey, let's go ahead and call your folk, your parents.
But I ain't got no parents, mister.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Alright, well, kid, I guess you can stick around for a little bit then.
But he's like, oh, you can call like your guardian or whoever, but until then, we'll find the person you got called. But go ahead and have some eat your food. And then on the TV, we got Godfrey basically trying to incite violence.
Heroes are bad. We hate heroes, okay?
And the president has, by his brave action, shown us the way to the new America. America where the outmoded and dangerous concept of superheroes no longer holds sway. But then in front of the TV is the youngest daughter. She's playing with a Superman doll, and I don't know what the other... Some robot.
At first, I thought it was supposed to be the original... Metallo.
Oh yeah, because you would. Yeah, although it also kind of looks like whatever thing that the Lex and Brainiac bot created in the Whatever Happens to the Man of Tomorrow story. So it
could be any of those things.
But as she's playing with him, she's like, the dad comes over and rips the Superman doll out of the hands of the girl. And just throws it into the fire.
Which causes Billy to have a little bit of PTSD.
Yep.
Seeing something burn, seeing a human-esque figure burn. So he runs out of the house.
Yeah. And, you know, we get Lisa following him. It's like, hey, you know, I still believe in superheroes. And Billy's like, well, I don't know. I used to, but I don't know if I can. Then we get the last page, the culmination of the Dark Side Apocalypse stuff. Basically saying, Dark Side basically telling Phantom Strangers, like, hey, look, so I'm going to go ahead and unleash these warhounds on the Earth, and they're going to willingly take them?
Yeah.
It's like, shit. Okay. I guess. And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this legend story.